Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For the first couple of my elementary school years, I was not a very impressive student. Our grading system had three grades in it: outstanding, satisfactory, and unsatisfactory. Though I'm glad that I never received unsatisfactory grades on my homework, my work was rarely deemed outstanding. I remember being considered just satisfactory for pretty much all of the coloring, spelling, shape identification, and other assignments that I turned in. As far as my presence in the classroom was concerned, I did not stand out for my academic abilities. Then, when we reached the third grade, we took the Iowa Test of Basic Skills for the first time. I would later end up calling it the Iowa Test of BS, but that is not important to this story. Though standardized testing has gotten a bad rap since my elementary days in the early 90s, the test actually proved beneficial for me. On the test, I scored far higher than anyone thought I would, showing that I had a lot more intellectual aptitude than my teachers gave me credit for. For the first time, my potential in the classroom was seen as more than just satisfactory, and I was given new opportunities that I had not been considered for before. One of these new opportunities for me was to be included in the Discoveries class, our elementary school's talented and gifted program. I remember the feeling that I had on that first day that I joined this group of smart kids from my grade. I felt proud and excited to be part of an elite group of third graders doing advanced level work that nobody else our age was doing. It was gratifying in many ways, and it felt good. It felt good until the actual classwork started, and they gave us challenging puzzles that were way over my head. I could hardly understand anything that we were doing. While my classmates were engaging with the ridiculously difficult puzzles and riddles that we were given at a breakneck pace, I sat quietly by, stupefied at the incomprehensible tasks before me. Though I was in a group with smart kids, I felt like I was not smart enough to be there. Perhaps I was just satisfactory, after all. Stuck with it, though. After a little while, the puzzles, riddles, and tests that we had to figure out began to seem less daunting. I learned to think critically and solve problems that I previously could only stare at, dumbfounded for hours. Over time, I learned to rise to the occasion and think more critically and deeply about the world than I could before. Working to learn more than I knew before did not make me dumber as I first thought, but actually smarter in the long run. I share this part of my past with you because this week is the first day of our church's Sunday school. Over the next several months, we will continue once again with the work of teaching the faith to young and old alike. We will teach our students who Jesus really is and why he is so important in our lives still today. We will share stories of how God has worked throughout the history of the world to bring us to salvation. And we will ponder how God's love for us gives our lives meaning and purpose. We will teach about all of these things and so much more throughout the school year. Commitments to teaching the faith are as old as the scriptures themselves. Torah, a term that describes the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, is a word that is held sacred to Jews and Christians throughout the world. Do you know what Torah means in Hebrew? Teaching. It means teaching or instruction. The very first words of the Bible are focused on teaching the faith to the reader. The importance of teaching the faith was central to who the ancient Israelites were as a people. Their faith persisted even when they lost temple after temple, because they were still able to share the sacred texts with the next generation. Every young boy in ancient Israel was raised to know, discern, and understand the word of God that had been handed down to them from Moses on Mount Sinai. This was a tradition that Jesus himself was raised into and was shared by the early churches when they started forming in the first century AD. In preparation for baptism, the main thing that the early Christians were expected to do before they were baptized was to learn about the Christian faith, so that they could know backwards and forwards the beliefs that they were committing their lives to. The importance of teaching the faith is reiterated in our first lesson from Isaiah for this week. The prophet said, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word." This verse is poetic and beautiful. I love the imagery of the prophet sustaining the weary with a word. And he could do so because he was given the tongue of a teacher by our Lord God. His education had purpose and meaning because it enabled him to speak truth to a people and a world needing to hear it. The prophet's efforts to be taught and then to turn around and teach others bore fruit when he could give hope to the despairing and lift up the lowly. These days, in the information age, it may seem like there is less need for those with tongues of teachers to speak up on behalf of others. But teachers are needed now more than ever. Sure, we can Google information on how to do almost anything, from fixing a transmission to making creme brulee. There's almost no end to the amount of information at our fingertips like never before. But mega search engines, YouTube channels, and digitized manuals on pretty much anything you want to know still do little to give hope to the despairing, strength to the weak, or fight the injustices that abound in our world. On the other hand, those with the tongues of teachers do this in droves. Like the prophet, they sustain the weary with the word so that they can speak truth to the world and make it a better place. What's more, the prophet was given a tongue of a teacher because he was going to face tough resistance for speaking truth to power. The text goes on to say that the prophet gave his back to those who struck him, expecting to be whipped. The prophet confidently held up his face for antagonizers to pull out his beard. And he endured insult and spitting because of the truth that he bore to the world. He could endure all of this with strength and confidence because he knew that he spoke truth. His discerning mind empowered him to stand tall in the face of falsehood, abuse, and persecution. He did not cower because he had been strengthened with wisdom of the Lord. It is a lot of work to keep teaching and studying the faith year after year. But we do it so that we might all be like the prophet in Isaiah, who has the tongue of a teacher and knows how to sustain the weary with a word. We study the faith so that we will not only be faithful witnesses to the gospel, we will be people who can articulate what we believe to others as ones who have examined our own faith critically. And we continue to study and teach the faith so that the world might be made better for it, with each and every heart and mind that experiences the gospel on Sundays and carries it out to the world around. May the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.